Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Chef Rory O'Connell, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan. Lovely to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Rory. So people will be delighted to see your How to Cook Well series is back on RTE from next week. And for this series, you went to Morocco. I know it's one of your favourite countries. What's the magic of Morocco for you?
Well, it's a long time, I think it's 37 years ago, believe it or not, since I first visited Morocco. And that I landed down in the desert on the edge of the Atlas Mountains into Marrakesh. And it was a complete revelation, you know, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the food, the people, not completely understanding what was going on, but at the same time, being sort of swept up on this kind of magic carpet of a different culture. It was wonderful.
And has it changed a lot since you went there first? Does it still have that same kind of charm?
Yeah, Marrakesh has definitely changed a lot. It's now, as many people know, a major tourist destination, but the charm is still there. And the charm is, you know, in the surroundings and where it is located geographically, because, you know, you can see the snow-capped Atlas Mountains in the background. And in the middle distance are palm trees. So it's an extraordinary location. But the people are very, very welcoming. And the hospitality you receive in Morocco, I find, and I've always found to be striking.
So this time you took the ferry from Spain, so you landed into Tangier, which is it's a kind of a mythical place for bohemians and hippies and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's going back to the 50s and 60s and the Beats and all that. A bustling place, a little bit edgy like. Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, that's my favorite way to arrive in Morocco is to take the ferry from Tarifa in Spain. So you leave the Europe and then an hour later across the Straits of Gibraltar, you're in, you know, in magical, slightly mysterious Tangier. And as you said, that over the decades, it has attracted some very interesting people, writers, artists, people trying to hide from other parts of the world,
yes.
You know, who went to Morocco and to Tangier particularly, for the climate, for the food, for the people, the houses, the culture, and it's absolutely still magical. I mean, Tangier is now a modern 21st century city for the most part, but the charm and the mystery and the bustle and the light and the shadow still exists, undoubtedly.
And then you went, I think, was it up into the mountains near Tangier to the botanical gardens, which sounds like a complete contrast to all of that.
Yeah, because when you're in the centre of town, and one of the great things to do in any Moroccan city or town is to go into the souk, you know, the old market, and then you feel like you really, it's almost medieval in parts. And then in Tangier, a friend of mine, Paul Belvoir and his wife Malika, who's from Tangier, set up a botanical garden because they were interested in the incredible range of things that can grow in their part of the world. And it's a sort of a relief or a reprieve from the busyness of the center of town, up on a cliff outside of Tangier, just a couple of miles out, and looking across the Straits of Gibraltar to Spain. And they've created a paradise there. And I was lucky there to be taught by one of their marvelous cooks how to make harira and a wonderful sort of cornbread. So it was a wonderful experience.
Okay, so if we want to get some Moroccan flavors into our food, what kind of flavors and spices are we talking about?
Well, I think the things that come to mind straight away are cinnamon and ginger, cumin, coriander, and of course, that revered spice, saffron. And then, Brendan, you're into things then like dates and incredible oranges. I mean, Morocco has a huge agricultural output and horticultural. And, you know, if you think that, you know, starting in North Africa, where the Atlantic meets the Mediterranean in Tangier, right the way down to the edge of the desert, they can grow everything there. So fantastic olive oil, you know, it's all going on. So much to play with from the point of view of the cook.
Okay, so kind of it is Mediterranean kind of in one way, and then it's got that African and kind of Middle Eastern kind of vibes as well.
Precisely, it's kind of a bridge there, a sort of a Moorish bridge between Europe and that sort of Middle Eastern cooking. So colourful, full of flavour. I mean, one of the really important ingredients is what's called a preserved lemon. It's essentially a lemon that you make slits into, and you bury it in salt pretty much and lemon juice for at least a month. And that sourness and saltiness that you get from a preserved lemon that ends up in many savoury dishes balances the other sort of quite sweet ingredients. And that's a crucial part of recreating beautiful Moroccan food.
Okay, so you have a few recipes for us. We'll put the, there's three of them here that we'll put up on the website.
Yes.
But tell me about sardines Tangier style, because I suppose we tend to think of, you know, tagines and slow cooked, heavyish, meaty kind of food. But this is a kind of a lighter kind of dish.
It is. Well, Tangier, as I said, you know, where the Mediterranean meets the Atlantic, so they have unbelievable seafood. And one of the highlights of that program, the first program starting next Wednesday, was a visit to the fish market in Tangier, which is mind-blowingly good. And, you know, with incredible fish. And there were guys there, because with sardines, you fillet them with your fingers, you know. And they were doing them, I mean, quicker than I could say sardine. They'd have 10 of them filleted. And then that's just lightly spiced. And the spicing in Moroccan cooking is not a hot chili spice.
Okay.
It's a sort of a sweet aromatic spice. And then they're just dipped in a little flour and you fry them. They're ready in a couple of minutes. A little bit of coriander, squeeze of lemon juice. Fantastic.
Crunch them down. Okay. Yep. And salad we could maybe put with those. You have a salad of oranges, dates and mint.
Yes, well, Moroccans, I wouldn't necessarily put that with the sardines, but you could have it after the sardines, Brendan.
Okay.
Morocco is famous for its oranges and also, of course, famous for its dates. And then and then mint just lightens everywhere. There's mint everywhere. In the markets, there are mountains of fresh herbs. I mean, you know, you can't see over the mounds of mint because obviously mint tea is a very important drink in Morocco. And everywhere you go, even if you go into a carpet shop or a shoe shop, you're immediately given this hospitality, and that invariably will include a glass of mint tea.
Okay.
Sometimes a bit sweet for our taste, but you could ask for a European version of it.
Okay, and we'll put that up, and you've given us a compote as well, and we'll put that up. And How to Cook Well in Morocco starts next Wednesday on RT1 at 8:30 p.m. Rory O'Connell, a pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
Okay, that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.